Choice Financial's People First Podcast, Episode 4. Hi, and thanks for joining us for Choice Financial's People First Podcast series. Every year, we sift through hundreds of stories, all featuring the wonderful things that happen when our team members put people first. We've selected a few of our favorites and turned them into podcasts. We're so excited to share this one with you. Keep listening.
On December 16, 1962, the Eagles appeared unbeatable behind the slingshot arm of Sonny Jurgensen and the sure hands of a tiny, toe-headed receiver named Tommy McDonald.
Mark Grossman of Margate, New Jersey, went to his first Eagles game when he was 7 years old. He remembers the feeling, the adrenaline, the high highs and the low lows. As an Eagles fan, there were a lot of lows. But that never fazed Mark.
I'm an avid, passionate, determined Philadelphia Eagles fan, have been for 57 years.
At the prowess of it all was Mark's mother, Marcia. They called her Bubby, the Yiddish word for grandmother.
My mother is really the one who taught me to be an Eagles fan. She was the passionate one in my family. She convinced my father, you know, when I was 7 years old, to go get Eagles season tickets at Franklin Field. And I've been going to games since 1962, and it just, you know, and my children now are passionate Eagles fans. and my nephews, everyone in my family, and it was all led by my mother.
Bubby was an Eagles fan through and through. It was because of her that three generations of family members have worn the black and midnight green jerseys and cheered Fly, Eagles, Fly year after year. And year after year, they've come so close. And yet...
You know, they just got so close, and it just became this thing. We had this attitude. We had this cloud over us that we just can't win the big one.
But this year was different, in large part because of one name.
Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz.
Perfect toss by Carson Wentz.
Great throw by Carson Wentz.
This is Carson Wentz pulling something out of the hat.
He's here in Philadelphia in the press and in common thought seen as the savior. You know, he's the Messiah who's going to come to Philadelphia and bring the team a Super Bowl.
Like many, Mark quickly became a Carson Wentz fan, which is how, eventually, a special connection was made between Mark in New Jersey and a virtual banker at Choice Financial in Fargo, North Dakota, named Amy.
Hello?
Hey, Mark, this is Amy. How are you?
Mark came into Amy's life via a phone call. He has an account at Choice Financial through his job, and when Mark called in to order new checks, he got Amy. And something sounded very familiar about her voice.
I've heard in her voice this accent that I remembered from the movie Fargo. And it was so clear and so pronounced, and I couldn't resist. I was thinking in my head, should I ask or shouldn't I ask? And I couldn't resist any longer, and that little voice in my head said, go ahead and ask. And I said, are you by any way calling from North Dakota? And Amy said, yes, I am. And I just happened to say, North Dakota, Fargo, that's where Carson Wentz is from.
I remember a sentence that you said was, if I could, I'd elect Carson Wentz for mayor. That's one thing that stuck out in my mind. I thought that was great. That made me chuckle.
The two chatted for a while about Carson Wentz, and as soon as Amy got off the phone, she knew she had to do something special. She had to get Mark something Carson Wentz themed.
Well, I think just after the phone call, well, I left with a smile on my face, and you can hear his passion about the Philadelphia Eagles. And so I'm thinking, well, Shields is just down the street, and we have loads of Carson Wentz stuff because he played for NDSU, and so I got off the phone, and I went into my boss's office, and I was like, I got to go get something for this guy. I got to go get something Eagles for this guy. She's like, well, here's my card. Go take it. So then I was just kind of looking around. I wanted something to say Wentz, and then the hat caught my eye because the one on display was blinking. The lights were blinking.
The hat was knit in Eagles green with Wentz in big capital letters across the front, and it was covered in blinking green lights. As soon as she saw it, Amy knew it was the one.
I had no idea what the temperature in Jersey was, but That was the item I needed to purchase.
It was the perfect item, Amy. Yeah. I mean, just from the letters to the lights.
This was the beginning of an unexpected friendship between the two, a Vikings fan and an Eagles fan, bonding over Carson Wentz in a blinking hat. It was a gift that caught Mark completely by surprise.
After talking to Amy for the first time, I didn't expect anything. You know, just, okay, I got my checks. That's great. Wonderful. Thank you very much. The package came in the mail, and I opened it, and it was this hat. And I think there was a note there from Amy. It was like, wow. And I wore it a lot.
While on vacation in Arizona, Mark sent Amy a photo of himself wearing the hat as a thank you. When the Eagles win the Super Bowl, think of me delirious with joy, he wrote in the email. That was in February of 2017.
5-1, spins away, under pressure, still on his feet. Now he fires downfield, and it's caught by Nelson Aguilar for an Eagles touchdown. 58 yards.
Fast forward to the best season the Eagles have had in decades. With Carson Wentz at the helm, Mark and his family cheered on as the team continued to win game after game.
Ball is spotted. The kick is away. And the kick is... It's gone! And the Eagles win!
But someone was missing. Bubby.
My mother became sick last year. It worsened. And in August, she unfortunately passed away, August 20th. And it's ironic that she wasn't here to be with us, to experience it with the whole family, with her 10 grandchildren, her 4 children, her husband, and everyone else in the family. And it was a big hole, and we dedicated the season as a family to my mother and her memory, and it just was a special season.
In Bubby's honor, her family made t-shirts that read Fly Bubby Fly and wore them to the games. As they neared the playoffs, the local news took notice. They wrote a story about the 3 generations of Eagles fans that came from Bubby's love for the birds. They talked about how Bubby had attended almost every Eagles home game at Franklin Field, Veterans Stadium, and Lincoln Financial Field, starting in 1961. How she had watched in 1980 when the Eagles came so close and lost the Super Bowl to Oakland, and then lost again to the Patriots in 2004.
And she always said, since, I don't know, the past 25 years, when already, you know, because she sensed it, you know, she was getting older and she wanted to witness and be there for a Super Bowl victory. And she would always say, when already, when already. But it just was very bittersweet. But, you know, it was a great season and lots of great memories that I'll cherish forever.
Not having Bubby there to witness this season was a cruel irony, Mark said. And yet her passion for the team lives on in her 4 children and 10 grandchildren. They each took turns wearing her number 5 McNabb jersey with her nickname McBubby. That jersey was worn at games across the country, mailed from grandkid to grandkid, in Seattle, in Minnesota, and Philadelphia. And it was with this spirit of Bubby's love for the Eagles that they approached their fateful game, one that could have potentially torn apart the growing friendship between Mark and Amy. The Vikings versus the Eagles.
Let's go to the NFC title game. We're going with the Vikings at the Eagles.
Vikings-Eagles, the last game of the weekend, the last game that we will see before the Super Bowl this year.
It's a testimony to Amy's enthusiasm for her customers that, even as an avid Vikings fan, she was still thinking of Mark. She sent him a note saying, good luck. Mark responded with a thank you and the news story about Bubby.
So I shot him an email, and that's when he wrote back and said, yep, I'm going to be at the game. There was going to be 2 sons, 2 brothers, and a sister, and 10 nieces and nephews, is what he said.
And I have to say, okay, you brought it up earlier, the game, and I'm sorry to have to say this, but the game against the Vikings was magical.
Now he's at the 20, he's at the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown, Patrick Robinson!
That night, my son... you know, he came in from Colorado, you know, and we were all there. There's a picture of us in the stands. We're all crazy. There's 20 of us.
He's going deep down the far side of the field, and it is caught! Touchdown, Torrey Smith!
And it was, and we're there for my mother, we're there for the team, we're there for the game.
For the first time in 13 years, the Eagles are headed for the Super Bowl and a rematch with the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 52.
I was in pain inside being a Vikings fan, sort of not surprised because that happens to us all the time, but there was a part of me that was very excited for you after you had shared your mom's story with me.
Amy was so moved by the story of Bubby's legacy that she figured, why not see if we can do something special with this? Because, well, that's just Amy.
My favorite core value is work hard, do the right thing, and have a little fun. Well, the have a little fun is my favorite part of that core value. And that truly did touch my heart. And I think Mandy Sheely, my supervisor, mm-hmm. was one who was like, just email the Eagles. And, you know, I had thought about it. And when she said that, she just made it sound like, duh, just go email the Eagles. So I was like, all right, I will. Just
a few days later, Mark got a phone call.
It was a Friday afternoon. I'm here in the room where I am now in my office, and I get a call, and I see it's from the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay, what's this about? And a woman from the Philadelphia Eagles ticket office calls and says, is this Mark? Yes, it's Mark. We would like to invite you and two other people, three people total, to come to the NovaCare Center, which is where the Eagles practice, to see them off for a little pep rally as they go to the Super Bowl. It's going to be a private event. Won't be many people there, but we want to include you. And I said, okay, why me? And then she said something about, oh, a woman in North Dakota sent us an article, and we see that, you know, what happened to your mother, your fandom for so many years. We'd like to have you come and be there to wish the Eagles good luck in the Super Bowl. It was special. You know, the Eagles, all the players came in, we slapped hands with them. You know, high-fived them, wished them well, said, go get the Super Bowl, you know, this is going to be great. It was really a very cool experience.
Later that day, Mark sent Amy a picture of him and his family with their favorite guy, Carson Wentz. Amy was elated.
You guys, like, that was, it was like my very own Christmas. I was so excited for you. It was great to see. I printed off the email in front of me. It said, your eyes are right. That's Carson Wentz with my sister, nephew, and myself. I mean, that was in the first line of your email, and I was just like, what?
Listen, you made some great memories for myself, my youngest son, my wife, and my sister, and my nephew. So that was a special fall that day to see them off.
Then, on February 4th, 2018, it was game time. Mark and his family watched it all unfold. 19 family members, aunts, uncles, cousins, sisters, and brothers piled into the living room as they had year after year, game after game. The same living room they had spent a week in together, mourning the loss of Bubby at the beginning of the season. But this time, there was a different energy.
Gostkowski approaches the football and the Super Bowl is underway. It is taken.
All the nephews, all my nephews and nieces who scattered all across the country came home for the Super Bowl. We all gathered in my brother's living room to watch the game, and it was what an experience.
He's back. He steps up. He is going deep, and it is caught by Alshon Jeffrey for a touchdown.
We were hugging. We were yelling. We were cursing at the TV. And at the end of the game, when the Eagles, they fell behind by a point, we were so nervous.
It is second down and two. Brady with White to his right. Brady back again. He steps up, he's hit, and falls forward.
We couldn't sit down. We were pacing, so worried, so concerned that the Eagles were going to blow it again. You know, here it is. Can they close it and close the deal?
9 seconds left. Brady lines them up. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. Eagles fans everywhere.
took a while to really, you know, sink in. We couldn't believe it. Did the Eagles just win the Super Bowl? I still get goosebumps. It's, you know, that's fresh in my mind still. I don't know if it's the gods or if it's just fate or a coincidence, but the fact that the Eagles won the Super Bowl and had this special season right after my mother died is just really, really hit home with all of us in my family.
Mark's son, Dan, wrote about it in a Facebook post. "What happened in that room last night, I'll remember forever," he wrote. "Every curse word, every sigh of relief, and every doubt that undoubtedly crept into our hearts, having been let down so many times before. I'll also remember this moment. It still doesn't feel real. The moment when 57 years of torment gave way to a scream we've waited our entire lives to let out. We did it, bub. We finally did it." To see pictures from this story, visit us online at choicefinancialgroup.com and look for the story Carson Wentz's biggest fan. There you'll find photos of Mark, Amy, Bubby, and of course, the photo with Carson Wentz.
But Carson Wentz is the guy. He's the man.
On the road to victory. E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
This story is brought to you by Choice Financial, where we are people first. This means you matter so much more than your banking. We care about who you are, your family, your pets, your favorite team. Amy said it best.
Building those relationships and having the conversation and making a customer happy, that's why I love doing what I do.
Visit us online at choicefinancialgroup.com. And experience people first banking for yourself with Choice Financial. Thanks for listening.